What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engaging Heaven Today, and I'm James Levesque. I want to thank you, as I always do, every morning, for every day, every night, whenever you're listening, for tuning in, making us a part of your day. We're going to call this episode Hearing the Father. Hearing the Father. You know, you were designed to hear Jesus. I think there's something embedded in humanity that longs for the supernatural. There's one thing I get asked everywhere I go, and it's, what is God saying? It's amazing to me how many people are confused about what the Lord is saying. You know, 1 Samuel 3 says that in the day, the word of the Lord was rare and there was no widespread revelation. Why would that be? If we're living in a day today where primarily there is no widespread revelation and the word of the Lord is rare, what does that mean? Does that mean God isn't speaking any longer and there's just no way we can hear? No. Or does it mean that God is always speaking and we're just not listening? Probably. And in that story, God ended up bypassing Eli and the whatever crazy system he had. And he spoke to a boy named Samuel. And Samuel was laying down in the place of his presence, spending time with Jesus. You know, my son was born without the ability to hear, Luke. And through, you know, successful cochlear implant surgeries and right now electronically, he hears. The other day we were at a bounce house or play area or something, and he was in a ball pit with like three other, he's 2.5, and there was like three other kids. They all were 3 and under. And they're all playing with the ball pit, and I'm just kind of watching from afar. All the moms are kind of hovering the pit. And I saw my son pick up a ball and kind of throw it. Not hard, didn't hit anybody. He just threw it in the air and it bounced back at him. But being a parent, right, you can't be a lazy parent. I needed to get up and go tell my son it's not okay to throw the ball. And when I went over to the ball pit, I said, Luke. And my son turned around and looked at me. And all the other kids looked at their moms. And two moms said to me, is your son's name Luke? And I said, yeah. Oh, yep, his name's Luke. And all the moms said, so are our kids. And all the kids in that ball pit were all named Luke. There were 4 different Lukes in the pit. I'm not sure I know a Luke. And the mom said, well, it's interesting. The minute you came, now mind you, my son has processors on, right? He can't like hear acoustically. But the mom said, as soon as you came and called your son's name, he turned and looked at you. But when we would call our son's names, no, your son would never lift his head. And I said, well, he knows my voice, right? There's something about the Father's voice that we have got to get used to. We've got to get accustomed to it. We've got to make sure that that's the main voice that we're listening to in our lives. Because as you know, there's many voices out there. And learning to hear the voice of God, which we all need to do, is crucial for living. How many people today want to know what the Lord's saying about them? Read his word. How many people today want a prophetic word, meaning a word from God to them? Everyone. So how about instead of longing for a prophetic word or something new, why don't you learn to hear God's voice? You'll have one never-ending prophetic word. Why don't you learn to hear God's voice and you'll never have to wonder what he's saying again? Because there's going to come times in your life and mine where you're going to want to hear God's voice and you're going to need to be sure that you hear his voice. Because if you don't, then you're going to live confused. And I want zero confusion when I hear the Lord's voice. And I've learned to listen. I've learned to spend time with him. I've learned to hear him. I've learned, you know, years ago, I'd spend time with the Lord and I would, you know, hope to hear a yes or no answer. Now when I'm spending time with the Father, I hear him ask me questions. Because it's having communion with the Lord. And so when I hear God speak to me, it'll be in a dream sometimes. It'll be in an inner voice in my heart, and it'll be a little louder sometimes. But you need to know to hear his voice so you're not confused. Because there will be times in your life where the Lord will say something to you and it will not go well with others. Or people might contradict the very things God's telling you. So in those moments, you better know how to hear his voice. Don't rely on someone else's relationship with God to hear for you. It's not going to work. You need to hear his voice. And the next thing we need to realize is that voice needs to be dominant over every voice in your life. I saw something watching a baseball game recently that really opened my eyes. Had to do with this subject. We're going to talk about it after the break. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven Today. Hey everyone, James Levesque here. I want to thank y'all for listening. Listen, if you want to engage heaven a little further with us, join us for any one of our events we hold in the Northeast here in the U.S. You can log on to www.engagingheaven.com for more info. Also, hit me up on social media at James_Levesque on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook is James_Levesque1. Love to hear from you guys and see how you're being blessed. What's up, everybody? I'm back. We're talking about hearing the Father's voice, making sure that it is unmistaken in your life that you hear his voice, unmistakable. There's no confusion. This isn't the devil and Jesus speaking and you don't know which is which. When you know your Father's voice, you know his voice. My son Luke's not confused. If he's in a ball pit full of Lukes, full of kids that were called by their mom Luke the whole time, I step up, call my son, he turns around, he recognizes my voice. He knows my voice. And we have got to listen and make sure that God's voice in our life is the most dominant. I was watching a baseball game on television, and it might have been like AAA or AA or minor league baseball. I don't think it was the major leagues. Smaller ballpark. And the craziest thing happened. A dog got loose. A dog got loose. And it ran into the field. And then what happened is everybody in the crowd started calling the dog's name, and the dog's name was Max. So this poor dog runs onto the field. The mom is calling it, Max, Max, come here, Max. And then other people pick it up next to her. Max, get over here, Max, Max, Max. Hey, Max, 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 Max. Everyone's yelling. And then the whole ballpark started calling Max. And you know what Max did? He froze. Right on the spot, he froze. Because everybody was calling his name, he started to go confused. And the announcer said the wildest thing. He said this. Max is confused, ladies and gentlemen. What Max needs is to hear the dominant voice. And that was genius. Max didn't need 20,000 people yelling, Max. Max needed one person of relationship and authority to say, Max, get over here. And in our lives, ladies and gentlemen, we got to learn to hear the dominant voice. In our lives, we need to listen to what God is telling us and not live confused. Because the reality is you're going to have a million voices in your life. We need to make sure that you're listening to the dominant one. What is taking your attention? Life, social media, your spouse, your children, things are taking your attention. But what we need is the dominant voice. What we need, God is going to release a blessing on a generation that will close out 1,000 voices to hear the one. God will release a grace and a breakthrough to a generation in the midst of options to choose him. If today Jesus came back to earth and he met you in a room somewhere private, one-on-one, would you even know how to talk to him? You know, I talk about this way with money too. You know, everybody thinks if they just had a certain amount of money, they'll be great. No, you'd be the opposite. If I gave you a $500,000 check today and I said, here's the money under one condition, within 24 to 48 hours, the money needs to be spent, not on you, to a God-sized dream in your heart. Would any of you even know what to do with the money? Or would most people have to go back and figure something out and try to dream and conjure up something and then get excited? That's not how it works. Today, God wants you to hear the dominant voice. Today, God wants you to shut out all the lies of the enemy and listen to the still small voice. It's what dominant voice is. Father needs to be the clearest voice we hear in a day when we're hearing 10,000. When everybody's pulling us in all directions and everybody's confused and everybody is, you know, going left and right. You better know which way to go and walk in it. And it's hearing his voice. Father, I pray today that you would open the eyes of our understanding to see and that we would hear like never before your voice. We thank you for that intimacy and courage being released and breakthrough in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, love y'all. Listen to his voice today. Can't wait to see you tomorrow. As always, thank you for rocking with Engaging Heaven today. I'm out.
Hi, friends. Thanks for listening to Engaging Heaven today. As a reminder, subscribe and review. We love hearing your great feedback. Also, share the podcast with everyone you know and help us spread the word of God.